Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey, love. I've been looking forward to sharing this episode with you for a long time. I think it's something we all struggle with because we still want to feel normal and enjoy going out to eat. Am I right? Now, I do want to point out, though, it's always good to take the time to look over the menu prior to going to a restaurant just so that you can scope out the keto options ahead of time. There is nothing worse than looking at the menu once you're already there and then being disappointed because there aren't any keto options, and then you're forced to cheat. Now, if you've prepared like I've done in the past with a 24-hour fast and plan to cheat, feel free to fully enjoy yourself, but just make sure you have a plan to get right back on track the following day so that it doesn't set you back. Okay, so first on my list is Chipotle. This is one of my absolute favorites, and it's really easy to eat keto here. So they have a salad option and then a burrito bowl option. They now have cauliflower rice too. Did you know this? I think it's really good. So you'll simply choose your meat and then obviously avoid the rice and beans. And then you can add salsa, cheese, sour cream, and or guac. As you know, I'm primarily dairy-free, but I do enjoy cheese from time to time. But sometimes doing the bowl without cheese and then adding guac helps you kind of get a similar feel, but you're able to still stay dairy-free. Okay, next up is Noodles & Company. So they have several salad options. You might just have to ask them to eliminate corn or pasta. I believe one of them carries corn on it, and then there's another one that has pasta. So it shouldn't be hard to just ask them to leave that off. They also have some zucchini dishes. There's a zucchini pesto with grilled chicken that is delicious. But just as a side note, it's much better fresh. There was one time that I ordered it from DoorDash, and by the time it got to me, it was a little bit watery. So again, I just highly suggest if you're going to do that one to try it while you're able to dine in so that it's fresh and warm and it doesn't get too watery on you. They also have a zucchini shrimp scampi, and I haven't personally tried this one yet, but it is definitely on my list. Okay, next up is Five Guys. So this is perfect if you're craving a good burger. And what's so nice about Five Guys is that they'll wrap it for you in lettuce. And then you can load it up with cheese, bacon, and veggies. All right, my next restaurant is First Watch. So breakfast places are always good options for keto. Obviously, you can have bacon, eggs, sausage, veggies, and you have more variety because there's multiple ways to cook eggs. They a lot of times also have some delicious omelets that are very filling. So you'll just want to avoid the biscuits, toasts, grits, etc. Okay, next up, 801 Chop House. I absolutely love a good steak. So this is our place of choice for special occasions. Now, you might not have 801 Chop House where you live, but any steakhouse will have similar options. I personally tend to go for the ribeye because it's obviously a fattier cut of meat. And then there's this cognac butter sauce that 801 Chop House has that is just divine. So I'll always add the cognac butter, and then I'll have some sort of sauteed veggies. Usually I'll go for broccoli or asparagus. Now, sometimes it's a little bit hard to turn away that sourdough bread, but it is possible. A lot of times if you just sit down and ask your waiter just to not even bring it to your table, might make it a little bit easier because I know once it's there and in front of you, it's really hard to turn down. Okay, next on the list is Taco Bell. They now have something called a Power Bowl. And I believe the only option at this point is chicken, but then you can add, cheese, guac, lettuce, tomatoes, and then they have an avocado ranch. Now, I don't believe this is the highest quality, but I know sometimes you don't have a lot of options, so it definitely works in a pinch. All right, next on the list is 54th Street. Now, 54th Street has a very large menu, and you can make several items keto. Again, you can do burgers without the bun, and they have a lot of different burger options. I believe they have avocado burgers, bacon burgers, and several other options. And so obviously you just ask them not to bring the bun, and then you can load up with any other veggies that you want on it. They also have several salad options, but you just want to make sure to specify grilled chicken because I know they do have some fried chicken options. They also have a sandwich called the Chicken Avocado Grill Sandwich. And again, you can just ask them to bring that without the bun. That's a great option as well. They also have Atlantic salmon, and you can substitute a salad or sauteed veggies instead of the rice that normally comes with it. And when I was looking at the menu, I realized that they now carry bowls as well. So they have a crimson snapper bowl, filet mignon bowl, chicken power bowl, and sirloin steak bowl. And so this is something I wasn't aware of, and I definitely want to try this the next time. But it looks like they come with rice, grilled veggies, and crumbled feta. So it's pretty easy just to ask them to leave off the rice and then add in extra veggies. And then obviously they also have several steak options. So this is pretty good option for you if you want to have a variety of choices when you go to a restaurant. Okay, Subway is next on the list. So they are now also carrying a protein bowl, which is essentially a salad, but obviously the meat that they use is a lower fat, and so you might just want to be careful since it's not going to have the proper keto macros. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. All right, so now here are some more generic options. Buffalo wings. Now, these can be a keto option, but you might need to check the ingredients and the rub that they use. As I mentioned in episode 31 titled, How I Lost Over 7 Pounds in Less Than a Week, I ate some buffalo wings and ranch, and when I tested, I was kicked out of ketosis. And again, chicken is low in fat, so this is high in the protein. And again, it's not perfectly balanced, but it works in a pinch. Mexican. Now, Mexican isn't usually the healthiest option, but you can usually find something or make something keto friendly. Fajitas are always a good option without the tortillas, of course. And then a lot of times Mexican restaurants will have chicken dishes or chorizo. There's one that I've had before that has chicken and cheese and chorizo, which is really good. Sometimes this is a better to-go option, though, that I've personally found since the chips are my weakness. Sometimes it's better for me to just get this to-go, ask them to leave out the chips, and then if I want my own chips, I can make some low-carb chips at home. But when I'm sitting there at the Mexican restaurant, it's almost impossible to turn away the chips and salsa. Okay, the next option is pizza. So you can get by with scraping off the toppings of pizza, but in my opinion, it's still not really keto because a lot of times the sauce has so much sugar in it, it's still going to kick you out of ketosis. Now, of course, this is a better option than eating the entire piece and all of the crust and everything, but just keep that in mind. It might be better to, you know, if you're craving pizza, just to make your own fathead dough. That ends up turning out really well. There's tons of different keto recipes out there now. There's one that I've tried as well where you can make the crust out of canned chicken, and it's actually really good. It's a crispy crust. It doesn't exactly taste like crust, but you get that crunch, and sometimes that's, you know, what you're wanting with like a thin crust pizza. So just keep that in mind. So obviously eating out, you know, isn't always a great option to do regularly just because we never know what ingredients are in some of these foods. And when we cook at home, we know exactly what we're eating, what we're putting into our bodies. But I know that we all enjoy some time away from the kitchen and enjoy just having a relaxing night out where we don't have to worry about cooking. Now, one thing to think about, though, is a lot of times you're not aware of what oils that they're using. And to be honest with you, I have a feeling that there are a lot of restaurants are probably not using the highest quality oils because they're more expensive. So most likely they're using canola oil or vegetable oil, and they might even be using margarine instead of butter. So I would suggest if you have any question, can't hurt to just ask your server to ask the chef, and you know, all they can say is no, but just ask them what they're using and if they have an alternate option for you that is healthier. And that way you have a little bit of peace of mind. Okay, so again, we just want to honor the temple our Heavenly Father gave us by being intentional with everything that we put into our mouths. So I hope that this was helpful, and I really encourage you to leave any suggestions of topics that you'd like for me to cover in your review on Apple Podcasts. Because again, this podcast is for you, and I want you to be getting value out of it. Well, before we close in prayer, I'd just like to leave you with a verse to contemplate this week. It comes from Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Will you go ahead and close with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, I just cherish this time with my sweet friends so much each week. Thank you for bringing us together again. Please guide and direct us both as we make daily decisions on what to put into our mouths. Please remind us to consider the question, is what I'm about to eat going to improve my quality of life so that I can better serve others, or is it going to detract from that? We love you, Lord. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.